Is this thing on? Oh, look at that. It's on. Hey, it's Alex. Sorry, we are coming at you guys late with this episode. We had to postpone recording to Thursday, which then left me Friday to edit, but I ended up being busy Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And then I worked today until almost 8. So I'm way behind on recording this. But this episode is technically dated for last Thursday. Yeah, and we'll talk about it later in the episode, but we're up until after Leatherwood. We're going to cut down to just doing one episode a week. So you're getting one one-hour episode that has weekend recap or wraps. I'm sorry, I forgot we actually named it. That has wraps in it, and it's got a little bit of other content. So it's a good one. It was fun to record. I mean, it's always fun when I get to sit and talk to my buds, but I hope you guys enjoy it, and we will catch you guys on hopefully Thursday, possibly Tuesday. We'll see what happens. All right, out. Welcome to Botches Off-Road. Join us as we talk about everything from gear reviews to trail stories, tent camping to rock landing, and all things to do with the outdoors. We're going to kind of change things up a little bit, just until probably after Leatherwood, then we'll get back to our normal schedule. But we're going to go down to 1 hour long episode a week. So we'll do our wrap and topic all in one episode for a couple of weeks. Just... Lots of work getting ready for Leatherwood and making sure everything gets done. And we just kind of need that little bit of break there. So I got Gavin and Mark are here. Gavin, what are you drinking today?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. I've saved it. I've saved it just for this occasion. We've been talking about me trying the Brapple, the bush apple. So... I'm going to give this a try. First time I've ever had bush apple.
Hold up. I also have a bush apple.
I got an apple drink, ironically, but it's not bush apple. Got a Star Cut Ciders.
Oh.
Well.
Yeah.
I can't say that I love it.
It's drinkable.
It is drinkable.
But like I was telling you, dude, they're not as good as everyone makes them out to be.
No. They're really not. I think it's just one of those TikTok fads. It's I mean, it's not bad. I taste the apple.
Of course you do. It's like all of it is apple. It's like they took a red cider and a Busch Light and mixed it 75% reds and 25% Busch Light.
I don't have sensitive taste buds because I wouldn't say that I taste it that much. I mean, I taste it. It's there, but it's just the beer aftertaste, man. It's not my thing.
I don't have the beer aftertaste.
I like the Reds cider. Like, I'll drink those all the time, but I just, it's the beer taste. I just don't like it. But you know what? I'll give this a solid out of 10. Like Budweiser.
Four.
Like Budweiser being a one. Because I think that... Well, actually, I think like Corona to me tastes the worst.
Corona is only good in very specific situations. And that's like...
Like on your deathbed and you need something to drink to survive.
When I'm at the beach and I have a lime... Corona is
to me, like adding the lime does nothing.
I'll put, you know how they put one lime wedge in there? No, my Corona has like seven.
I was gonna say, because like adding a lime to a Corona is like drinking any kind of like seltzer water.
I also,
it's like, oh, look, they spit fruit at it, and that's about all you taste of it.
If I've also got a margarita, I like to put Corona in margarita.
I could see that.
So I
can
mean,
see that.
Corona has its place. It's just not a great beer.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I give this probably a 5. It's in the middle. It's not bad. It's not great. Like, I'll take a Blue Moon definitely over this.
Oh,
I like
100%.
Blue Moon. As far as beer goes, I like Blue Moon.
Blue Moon's
I can definitely
really
taste
good.
The orange. I'll take that over this.
I like Blue
I'll
Moon
take...
with an orange peel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll take just about any other hard cider over all that, though. So I'm just much more into that. IPAs and stuff like that, I can't get them. They taste, the hoppiness, maybe it's, I guess, that's what it is.
Ugh. I can't say much because I love IPAs, especially if they're hazy, which a hazy IPA is going to have more of that hoppy flavor. And, oh, it just, that's my thing, dude.
I think the hoppy is what gets me out of it. Like, I don't like the hoppy. I'm very much like a fruity drink guy. Like, no shame to me. I'll drink a sangria, a margarita. I will say this. I like Moscow Mules. What is that? Bloody Marys. I'll drink Bloody Marys, spicy Bloody Marys.
I like Bloody Marys.
Beer. Or like Coke, Jacket Coke. I'll drink that. Like, I don't drink straight whiskey anymore. That was like in my early, late teens.
There's some bourbons that are really good just straight, but it's a sipping situation. You're not chugging that shit.
And it's got to be ice cold too. Like for me, I can't drink any bourbon or whiskey that isn't ice cold straight. No. Most alcohol has to be cold. I think the only one I could probably drink warmer is a Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
Or a pickle shot. I don't know if you've ever had one of those.
With tequila?
Yeah. It's like juice and tequila.
I was about to say, I can do a tequila warm. I still prefer it cold, though.
When I lived in Arizona, we used to put tequila in the pickle juice. So the girls would take their tequila and then do a chaser of pickle juice. Well, they were just doubling up on tequila because pickle juice was much. So we'd
like Jello shots.
Going shot for shot, and none of the girls could keep up, and it's because they were chasing it with that alcoholic pickle juice.
I've had Jello shot twice, and it was the 5th of July, and I was snorkeling in the river a few years ago, and I shit you not, literally just floating down the river was like capped Jello shots, and I just picked them out of the water because I'm like, well, someone's littering. And I was like, well, it's a Jello shot. So I fucking took the Jello shot. There was a red one and an orange one. I was like, damn, these are great. And then probably 20 minutes later, there was like a Busch Light that floated down unopened. And I drank that. And then, I mean, the river keeps them cold.
No, they do.
So, hey, I mean.
Mark, are you at home?
Yes, I'm at home.
What the heck? Oh, it's Thursday.
4-day weekend holiday.
Oh my God, it's Thursday.
It's holiday.
I'm like, Mark is never home on a Thursday or on a Wednesday, but we're recording on Thursday.
No, we didn't do Wednesday because all of us were not feeling well.
I think Gavin I said Gavin was roaring and ready to go, but I had I had a migraine. The kid was being fucking obnoxious.
I had an annoying headache all day yesterday.
Yesterday was like my perfect storm. They had a birthday party to go to or a graduation. Nobody was home. So it was nice and quiet. I got some stuff done in the truck. So it was like, I had a good day. I was ready to go. And damn. But that's okay. It's still a good day.
You got some stuff done on the truck. I guess we can start
moving
getting into
rap. Yeah.
Honestly, well, rap can take the whole hour because we had a... It's worth just bullshit. We haven't had a good bullshit episode in so long.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah. I'll start, I guess. My weekend wasn't super productive until Sunday, but Friday, my son got his surgery, tubes put in his ears. So that was fun watching him all drugged up before the surgery. After the surgery, he was cranky as hell. And then Saturday, he puked pretty much all morning. from the after effects of the anesthesia.
Yeah.
Sienna left late Friday and went to a bachelorette party in Chicago, so it was just me and the boy. So I decided we were going to go out and do some trails and then go to the park, and so we did that. Sienna got home late Saturday night, and Sunday I decided, well, she had something to do real quick. I think it was a graduation party. I was like, I'm going to stay home. I got some stuff to do. So I've had a pile of pod lights that have been sitting forever, and I decided, well, you know what? I'm going to put a couple of them on. So I put two of my yellows facing forward, and they kind of swivel around on the Princi rack for area lighting too. So did that. That was really nice and fun.
Yeah, we had a good easy time.
She helped me. Well, and yeah, and then...
Oh, you're not even to that one yet.
No, no. And then, what day was that? Wednesday? Yeah, it was yesterday. Then, you know, yesterday I had the day off and it was pretty quiet and rainy. And I wanted to fix... my heat shield was hanging onto my exhaust. And that was rattling all over the place every time I did anything with the truck on. So I wanted to rip that out. Alex had a dry bay for a little while, so I went over there and went to go fix the heat shield, but it was only hanging on by one bolt and just barely, so I just ended up ripping it out. That took 2 minutes, if that.
Yeah, Gavin's like, I need some bolts and some washers, and I'm like, or you just rip it out. And you're like, oh, it came out.
Yeah. It was like a loose tooth, man. It was like, I gave it one tug and the whole thing just popped Boop. Off. I'm like, all right, well, that made it real easy. So,
bye-bye.
Yep. So I ripped that out, threw it away, and then me and Alex kind of talked about the lights I wanted to do. I had a light bar that I wanted to put on, and then we went to test it, and as soon as we went to test it, hook it up to a battery, it fried my fucking light bar. Like completely fried it. We were like, oh yeah. Maybe it was the battery, so we tried it on the tractor battery, then we tried it on my truck battery, and nothing.
Yeah,
so I fried it like right there off of one of those Bauer batteries, and I was like, damn, that sucks. Not a big deal. I got it for free with the winch mount, so
yeah.
So I have really bad news. I just spilled Brapple all over my fucking desk.
Oh no, Alex.
Right on my volume control for my speakers.
Oh, no.
Perfect.
Oh, man.
Give another excuse why not to work half the time.
Yeah.
At least it's not on my keyboard this time, because I spilled some on my keyboard and broke a bunch of switches and had to move them around.
Yeah.
Which key do I not use at all again?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. See, at least it's a Met keyboard with hot swap, so I could just pull out the switches that were broken and move them.
Hmm. Right.
So, like, my entire F row is sticky now because there's beer stuck in those switches.
Well, that's all right. But, oh, yeah, and, yeah, so after we fried the light bar, tossed that in the trash. Like I said, not a big deal. You know, I wanted it to work. It didn't. It was free, so we didn't really lose much. We just said, we decided to work on those. I had two more pods for the back for area lighting and chase light. So Alex helped me with that. And as I was running the wire up and he was trying to, I tried to hit the wiring. We tried testing and it didn't work. We didn't know why. So we're trying to figure that out. And Alex gets up there. Oh, and I said, well, maybe my splice didn't make it deep enough into the other ground wire. So he goes to cut the ground wire, and
I make the comment, I really don't like this wire they use. It's got a weird plastic core.
And I'm like, what? That's weird. And I said, it's not my antenna wire, right? And he just freezes. And I'm like, I do have an antenna wire running down there for my WeBoost, $600 WeBoost. And he just freezes and he's staring at me. He goes, I cut the one that you said to cut. And I'm like, oh God, what have we done? Like,
I cut the one that you had crimped. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're sitting here freaking out and I'm like, oh, it can't be. It can't be. This one's the bigger one. And we're like, which fucking wire is this? And he goes, did you ever take that other antenna off? And I'm like, yeah, I ripped off the one, but the cable. Oh. I ripped off the one antenna that came with the Midland originally, the little tiny one.
Yeah, the little alien antenna, as I called it.
The
yeah,
dinky. The dinky boy.
I ripped the end off of it, the magnetic end. Yeah. But the wire was still taped into all the rest. So I didn't pull it out. I was like, I'll do it later. Well, that ended up being the wire we cut.
Oh, good.
To try to splice in, and we thought it was the ground for a second. That was on me. But he cut it. And he was just like, that's weird, but whatever. So we ended up cutting an antenna wire. It just wasn't my WeBoost antenna wire.
Yeah, thank God.
God. That would have been just a monumental screw up.
Yeah, the little Ricevus antenna, whatever you want to call the brand, is $99. Wouldn't be a big issue. It would be inconvenience, but WeBoost is, oh no.
Yeah, that's big. I mean, granted, I could probably buy a new line and it'd be fine, but still, it would be very, very inconvenient. So, but no, we got lucky. So then we snipped that. We actually grounded to the right wire, and we tested them out. They worked. They were nice and bright. We tilted them out of the way a little bit so they weren't blinding whoever was chasing. And yeah, that was pretty much it.
It looks pretty clean back there. I don't love your roof rack. Doesn't have like a rear bar that hides anything back there. It just shows the top of the truck.
Yeah, so yeah.
That looks a little unfinished. I wish they had done something to finish that up. But other than that, man, like your wiring's clean. Everything just looks clean.
Yeah. So that was good. And then I don't know if anybody's been keeping up with this. I guess this is my last part of wrap since it happened today/yesterday. But Freedom Outfitters or Freedom Retrofits, they're actually going out of business. Last day of business is Friday. They've been pretty well known for making those like custom projector bi-LED headlights for like lots of money. They made a post about that, and then they mentioned that they had a couple of headlights they were trying to get rid of. I sent them an email, and they had some nice, expensive Toyota FJ headlights that are typically like $750, and then when you add the bi-LEDs, they're probably, I think they're more. Mm-hmm. And so I sent them an email, and they said, yeah, we have some that have like a scratch on the lens. We'll sell them to you for $200. And I'm like, oh, fuck, yeah, yeah. I mean, I was looking for headlights anyway. I was like, sold. They're like, but we have to have your payment by Friday or, you know, before Friday, Thursday. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I don't get paid till Friday, so that sucks, you know. They're like, well, we'll work with you. So they actually, I gave them my information. They already created a label and shipped the headlights out for me, and I haven't even paid them yet. So good on them. That's pretty damn cool of them. Of course, I'm going to do the right thing and pay them first thing tomorrow, but it was really cool, and I cannot wait to get them. It's the blinker and the headlight, and they come with the bulb, so it should be, you know, the whole setup. Mm-hmm. So for that price, it was a steal of a deal I couldn't pass up, and super excited. Those have been on my my wish list for a long time. You know, they're not exactly what I was looking for, but for the price, I cannot complain at all.
No,
I
mean, you can't complain.
No, those lights are cheaper for those than you can get cheap Chinese headlights off of Amazon.
Yeah.
And these guys are out of Wisconsin, and they make all these, so.
Sure did.
So, yeah, super excited, and that wraps up my wrap. What about you guys? Who's going next?
Well, me and Alex are all lumped together in this weekend, so.
Oh, man. Yeah. This weekend, we did a camping work weekend. I would say the worst one we've had yet. And I would say camping very loosely. So we were helping Duncan lift his truck. The goal was to get the whole truck lifted this weekend. And instead, we got the front done after staying up two nights in a row all the way through. I think I slept for an hour Saturday night. Something like that.
Yeah.
But very, very little sleep. It was terrible. Yeah. But so he, the goal was he bought that crawler to get parts off of, but he didn't want to use the long travel because he was kind of sketched out by the work the guy had done. So we took his truck apart. We tried to put the shocks and springs from the crawler on his truck with without long travel, and it just bound up. It lifted his truck, what would you say, like 5 or 6 inches?
5 or 6 inches, and it was like fully turned out. There was no compression to the spring.
It was.
So it could have gone more.
Yeah, it was turned all the way down, and it was probably 5 or 6 inches, and this thing had no flex whatsoever. Everything was bound up. You couldn't turn anything. Like, it was bad. Mm-hmm. So we pivoted earlier in the day because I told him I wasn't sure those were going to work, but I had found some Icon front shocks for a third gen for $800 on Marketplace. And we pivoted, and he ran down there in my truck and grabbed it, which not a lot of other people drive my truck, and I think of my truck as like a piece of shit that I have to deal with. And the whole way down, Duncan was texting me, telling me how much he loved driving my truck. So that made me feel a lot better about it. And then the guy that he bought them from also had a third gen, and he was like fangirling over my truck. So, yeah, maybe my truck's not as much of a piece of shit as I think it is. But, so yeah, he went and got those, and once we had those shocks, it was nothing. But we spent a good 5 or 6 hours getting the factory shocks off this truck. Because it had all the bolts were rotted out to like pinpricks, and we couldn't grab the back one worth a shit. What we ended up doing was taking a Dremel and just slowly sanding the top of the head of this bolt off until it broke.
Yeah.
Terrible experience.
I'm pretty sure everything was still stock parts, which actually was a little surprising.
And I tried cutting it with a grinder at some point and accidentally sliced through his AC line. So now he doesn't have AC. Oh, dude, I feel so bad about that. Yeah. But it's off.
So
it's done. The front is lifted. The back is still stock. So he's driving around looking like a douche all week. Yes.
Carolina squatted.
Yeah.
But this weekend we'll get the back done. The back should go way faster.
Oh, 100% way faster.
There's not as much to go wrong. We're replacing all control arms. We're replacing shocks. I mean, everything's getting... We're swapping the axles, so we'll just drop the axle out and roll the new one under. He also needs to change his diff, front diff. So that has to be done. But it doesn't matter. The truck is looking much better, and it's getting somewhere. After... Like 72 hours of straight work. It was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I didn't even work on my own truck at all when I was up that late. Like, what the hell, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, usually it's the other way around. Usually it's everybody working on your truck.
Did you see that meme that I sent to the meme group chat?
No, not yet.
Oh, the labor, free labor?
Oh, yeah, I did actually that.
Telling your friend about a mod that you want to do to your truck and slowly transitioning to Wii for 6 hours of free labor.
Yeah.
And then I'm like... Oh, he's coughing. I'll give him a second.
Cough, cough, he says.
Sorry, I had to die. and then I was like, now the pro tip is to start saying Wii and then slowly just start using his bay so that you're stuck using his space too.
Yeah.
I see another one where it's like, yeah, I provided beer and food and got free labor out of it.
Yeah, that's pretty typical. So you got that done. Anything else exciting for you, Alex? I mean, I know you've had something coming up here that you're super excited about.
Oh, yeah, my swag came. You know, no big deal or anything. I'm not like, I haven't been freaking out about it all day or anything.
Totally fangirling all Wednesday.
Dude, the thing is so fucking cool.
He's been fangirling for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, it took it 3 weeks to get here. I made two payments on the damn thing, and I just got it.
Yeah, that's rough.
But, I mean, that's what I get think? For having something shipped from Australia, I guess.
True.
It's It is heavy, which I knew it was going to be heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the downside to having basically a rooftop tent that you take off your roof at the campsite. It's going to be heavy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100% heavy.
It's big. Folded up, it's big. But the fact that I can just take it off the roof of my truck, roll it out, slap in three poles, and boom, my entire campsite is set up.
Yep.
I mean, no moving bedding, nothing. Just
whoop, it's all in there.
Poles, it's done.
Are you just using sleeping bags? Like, what do you get using for your pad? Do you have an inflatable mattress that you have rolled up there too, or what?
No, it's
it comes with a mattress. It's got a 70 mil mattress in there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's why it's so big, is because it's got a 70 mil mattress.
Big and price wise too.
Yep. So it's got a 70 mil high density foam mattress, and then I've got two queen size sheets on it. I can't do fitted sheets because the mattress is like this weird, not perfectly square shape.
Yeah.
So I've just got, you know, a bottom sheet tucked underneath real well. I might slap some duct tape on the bottom to hold that sheet in place. I haven't decided yet. And then I've got another sheet just on top, like a top sheet. And then I bought two green wool blankets, like what we used in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got some pillows in there. It's very comfy in there. And
it's exciting.
What's cool is because it's that thick canvas, when you have that thing outside and you close it up, I mean, it's darker than most blackout tents.
Oh, right, right.
Like it is very dark. But if I open it up all the way, so it's got two windows on the roof. They call them stargaze windows. Those have bug netting. And then it's got the two big door panels with bug netting. And then it's also got two windows on either side. So when I open this thing up, I mean, it's basically just a bug net. Like, it's got so much airflow, it's not even funny.
Right. Yeah.
But then on the flip side, you can close it all up. Like, we had it out today, and I mean, it's pretty windy. It's kind of chilly, not too bad.
Pretty windy.
So we had it out today. Me, Caitlin, and Jackson got in it. There's so much room with the three of us in there. Like, we could all sleep in there comfortably pretty easily. Yeah. And we zipped up all the doors and everything. And within like 3 minutes, I'm like, all right, we got to get out of here. It's hot in here.
Yeah.
Like it?
Yeah, that's kind of typical, that darker fabric in the sun.
It just retains heat really well, too, because it's that thick canvas.
Yep.
No, I mean, it was pricey. I paid almost $600 for it, which I could have got like a shitty wedge style tent off Temu for that. But
yeah.
The fact that I can take this off the roof and set it up and have like a base camp style, that's what makes it worth it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't like the idea of wheeling with my house on top of my truck.
You know, I've always thought about how easy it is and to take on and take off rooftop tents, like certain like wedge styles.
Oh, they're not easy.
They're like weight wise.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, if you really wanted to, you could figure out a way, just like undo the bolt, like not bolts, but like if you could like figure out latches, you know, park under a tree, fucking have it hanging out of the tree there, just boop, drop it right on the ground.
At that point, why wouldn't you just buy a swag?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're completely hard cased and that has all the nice fun properties of a rooftop tent. I don't know. I'm just thinking about it out loud.
The swag has 90% of the properties of a rooftop tent.
Yeah, it's just not mounted. Comes with a mattress.
Yep, mattress included.
I was just thinking out loud. I wasn't like,
no,
I know it was a better idea.
I'm just discussing through it. All your bedding goes in it, which is the big thing for me with a rooftop tent, is the fact that all your bedding can just be in it. So mm-hmm. I mean, at the end of the day, I think the swag is that in between a standard tent and a rooftop tent.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, I'm like, it'd be really nice to have a way, like if there was like on the top of your wedge, if you had like, let's say, roof rack brackets on the top of your wedge, if you could just hook it up like with an eyelet.
Or just put it on a trailer.
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, a trailer would be fucking great, but I'm thinking of like your case.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I was just thinking about it. It'd be cool to be able to find a way. Cause I mean, them on the ground is just like a rooftop tent on the ground would be pretty cool too, but oh, I know so it defeats the whole purpose, but.
You should probably get the one that's hitch mounted then.
Oh yeah. Did you see that tent I sent a while ago? It was like it folded up to the back of the truck and was mounted to the hitch, and you fold it down, swing it over, and then it's like a rooftop tent on the ground. Like it's bananas.
That's interesting.
I saw so many chances for stuff to get broken, dude. Like it was terrible.
Yeah, yeah, the more moving parts, the worse. Yeah.
Speaking of rooftop tents, do you guys see a post on overlanding for the poor today?
Is it another one that blew off someone's truck?
Yeah.
The Finders Keepers on the highway?
Yeah, well, there was that one. Keepers. Man. There was that one. There was like three or four. Like, they're just blowing off people's trucks left, right, and center right now.
I know. They're not doing it on my highways, that's for sure.
I've probably seen four or five tents get blown off people's trucks on Facebook lately.
Yeah, probably cheap mounting solution, and they didn't want to spend the money for a good solution.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that when you go cheap on that, it's what you get, man. You spend that much money, and then you just, like, throw a bracket on there.
I think I'm good with just ratchet strapping my swag to my roof.
Yeah.
Yep.
I do need to, having done this, I see the need for, like, a Prinsu-style rack now. So, me and Duncan have plans, and we got a guy who's going to see about printing some. I'm going to see if my cousin will print some, because I can probably get them cheaper through him just because we trade labor all the time.
Yeah.
So.
That would be very, very cool. I need skid plates.
I could probably talk to him. You just got to find me a file for it.
Yeah, they're all over Etsy. Is it Etsy? Yeah.
But I, definitely a real roof rack needs to happen, because tying down my swag on my current roof rack is not pleasant.
No. Trying to think, do you have any like eyelets or anything to tie from?
Not really. Like kind of, but not really. I have to like wrap it around the roof rack bar and then send it across and wrap it around the other side and then pull it tight.
Oh. Yeah, they make eyelets that go right into the channels for the Prinsu, but yeah. I was like, I don't need those. I really don't.
I'll need them just because of the swag, but anything else I put up there, I won't need them.
They do have removable awning brackets too, which I will buy if I do end up getting like a 270 Batwing.
I've been thinking a lot about awnings. I would be interested in doing like, what's the one that's just on the side of your truck? Is that a 180?
No.
It just covers one side? What's the one that just covers one side?
Well, maybe it is 180 then, I guess, consider. But, I mean, it's not. It's kind of a pooper, so no. It's not like an awning.
See, I want a full-size one that goes all the way the length of my truck and then swings out front and back. But, so I'd be interested in doing one of those, but it has to be on folding brackets that'll fold up on top of the roof rack.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want anything hanging off the truck.
I think a regular 270 is what you're looking for. Because, like, they make 270s and then the 270 XL that wraps around to the back. And I think that's what you're referencing.
Okay, I'm going to start with a 180 and see what that looks like. No, a 180
is just...
180 is exactly what I'm talking about. It comes off the side of the truck, and then it's got, like, it's a triangle on front and back.
Oh, the really small, like, octagon ones or hexagon ones?
Because I can't have it wrap around my truck because I've got my freaking...
Wrap around?
I've got my...
I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was spacing out on that.
I sent a link. Mark, did you get your laptop charging?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good.
The outlet that I plugged into is a very loose outlet, so it doesn't stay plugged in.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so like, I'd be interested in a 180 that I could then fold up onto my roof rack so that it's not hanging off the side of my truck.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that is the one I'm thinking of. Yeah. They have one for 200, or I think it's 200?
Yeah, they're not expensive.
There's one on Facebook Marketplace right now. for on sale.
So I'd be interested in something like that just for shade. I'm not worried about rain or anything. Just being able to pop it out for shade would be nice.
Yeah.
Once rain starts, then I want an extra awning. I don't want one attached to my truck.
Yeah.
And that's... Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, they have one in Kenosha, Wisconsin. It's the Overland Vehicle Systems one for $500. It's the one that does wraparound, though. I want it.
I can't do a wraparound because I've got a hatch. So,
That same one you tagged me in, they have for $480 in that's Glencoe, Illinois. At that point, you might as well just pay the full price.
As soon as you started saying Glen, I thought you were going to say Glendale, and I'm like, dude, I'm not driving to Arizona for this shit.
No, I've been looking for these awnings, but trying to find like crazy deals on them. I'm not gonna spend $800 on awning right now. I could definitely use that on more important things, but if I find one for $200, like I did with those headlights, like yeah, I'll jump on it.
Yeah, to me, awnings are very much so not an important thing, but I wouldn't mind trying one. It's kind of where I'm at.
To me, they're
it.
Like it's like creature comfort, and this sounds stupid. So everybody can laugh. It's fine. But like when we go to Riggs and Coffee, the worst thing about Riggs and Coffee is there's no shade. It's just parking lot.
100%. That's why I want one specifically is Riggs and Coffee.
Yep.
Cause I would hang out a lot more and I would enjoy hanging out a lot more, you know, with all our friends and stuff talking and chatting if we weren't subjected to 90-degree weather under direct sun.
So I just sent one that's just straight out. It doesn't have any triangles. Even that I'd be okay with.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought you were talking about when you said 180, like just the one side is what I was thinking.
I'd be okay with that. Like I said, it's not for water or anything. It's literally just so that I can get some shade at like Riggs and Coffee.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd definitely be down for that.
And
that setup, for shade-wise, that setup is much better than having to lug off the one off the top of your roof. Because, like, I liked having that. I had that 10x10 all last year. And it was nice when we absolutely needed it. But it was a fucking pain to unstrap off of my roof, to pull off of the top of my roof, and then to set up by myself. It was just, I mean, like, I can.
Yeah.
But when you stretch those out, especially those cheaper ones, they feel like they're going to break every time you try to pull them out in any kind of dirt.
Mark's 12x12 pop-up one is pretty sick.
Yeah.
Even if it tried to run away.
I was about to say, we had quite the experience with that.
The wind tried to pick it up and take it away from us.
We left it unsupervised and decided to try to run away.
But we'll get. But I've got some better tent stakes on the way for it, so that should help.
Yeah.
Are you guys using like the auger style, or were they just regular tent stakes?
Just regular tent stakes.
Oh god, yeah, you're asking for it. In Michigan, you almost have to have those sand stakes. I bought a bunch of aluminum sand stakes, just because of our Lake Superior trip when we went and camped on the beach. Mm-hmm. And we had wind gusts and like constant wind of 50 and 65 mile an hour.
I don't know.
Beach.
I'd say most of Michigan, you need like the, like almost a bolt that you just use an impact to drive in.
Yeah.
Because most of Michigan is either thick clay or rocks. Like you've got the beaches, but most of it's rock or thick clay.
I guess when you get into like northern Michigan, like not the UP, but like there's a lot more sand, like where like Fife Lake area where I was camping, there's a lot more like beach sand, but it's not on the beach though.
Like Gaylord area is 50-50, like loose sand or thick clay. Pigeon River area is all thick clay.
Yeah. But we have, I bought off of Amazon 12 aluminum
They're like 12-inch aluminum stakes. And they were great for sand. And that's what I ended up buying after that trip on Superior, because I was borrowing sand stakes from Derek, from, I think a couple from Nolan, a couple from our other buddy that was sitting next to us. And then I had the tent strapped to my truck through the eyelets on it because the wind was so bad. It was crazy. It was just sandblasting us the last day. We had dunes forming on the side of our tent.
Yeah, our light fighters, they only kind of need stake down. The cot kind of holds them down.
Yep.
But
yeah, and you do have that wind pass through on the bottom, which kind of helps too.
Oh yeah, it does help.
When I had it, and when you have it just on the ground, you just need the four corner stakes, and because they're so dome shaped and so low to the ground, it just kind of glances the wind over it.
Yep.
But
yeah, when we were in there, we were using that big like 6-person blue dome tent, like we used on the Botches yearly.
Yep.
And as nice as that is, it was still only like $150. So still pretty cheap, and it started folding pretty quick under those wind gusts. So
I'll be interested to see how the swag does in the wind. I've watched one guy, he was in a full-on thunderstorm with like 100-mile-an-hour gusts in a swag, and he stayed dry for the most part, but he had the zipper in the wrong spot, so it started to drip from his zipper. But other than that, like, you could see the wall shake, but it was just staying solid, so.
Yeah.
From the looks of things, it's going to be pretty solid.
I was about to say, our light fire held up for the first night we went, and it was windy.
Yeah, we were having gusts up to, like, 55. Yeah. No, 50 sustaining, gusts up to 70. That's what it was.
Yeah, those were crazy. Those last couple of weeks in Michigan have been pretty crazy.
Oh, it has.
Wind, storms, just been wreaking havoc.
More tornadoes in, like, forever.
Yeah, 10 tornadoes in one night.
God. Yeah, me and Alex did some storm watching here a couple weeks ago, and we were out in the middle of this field, and then on my drive home, porta potties in the middle of the road, trees in the middle of the road, like it was cool. I went and showed my boss. He's like, "Why were you driving in a storm?" And I'm like, "Listen, I don't get drama, and weather drama is my kind
of
drama."
I had all sorts of drama. I had fans getting blown to pieces on barns, and my power was going out, and like, dude.
Usually we're the first to lose power and internet. We never lost power or internet.
Oh, we lose power all the time. Usually the farm doesn't usually lose power. It's usually just our house. Like, it's so weird.
Yeah.
And the farm didn't lose all power. It lost one phase, which was enough to cause major issues.
Jeez.
Yeah, we're in the middle of the storm, and he goes, "Oh, shit, we just lost power."
Yeah.
He's like, "All right, I got to go turn this generator on." And then he's gone for 5 minutes getting the generator running. And I'm like, I'm just sitting through the storm, my fucking truck shaking back and forth, like, like, damn. It was like going on like those speed wobbles on a dirt trail. Our trucks were shaking bad.
Dude, it was, I thought for a second I was about to take flight. Like, it was really going.
Yeah, we were halfway joking that we were gonna like winch to each other but I was kind of serious at the one point, because I was like, dude, I might have to go home if it's gonna be like this down there. Our whole house is covered in trees around there. I told them,
man,
I might have to go home.
I told
them,
don't be a bitch. Wait it out.
I did. I waited it out because I started thinking about it. I'm like, there's no way I could drive through this. There's no way.
Yeah,
like, I would not be able. I could, but it'd be really slow.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to see. And then, even then, what are you going to do at home? A tree falls on your house. What are you going to do about it till the storm's over anyway?
Well, I didn't know Sienna had left yet. I was making sure. But I texted her during our little shaky storm syndrome, and she was like, "Yeah, we went to grandma's because grandma's got a house made from cinder block, basically." So,
yeah, and then that door in our kitchen just wouldn't stay shut. So I come up to the house to help Caitlin shut that, and she's like holding it shut in her pajamas, like just praying that the door stays shut. And I'm like watching her be blown across the kitchen.
It was nuts, man. We should have got out, see if we could have leaned into it a little bit.
It was just so rainy, though.
When it got really bad, I was watching debris from the field.
Yeah.
Like, I had my window down as it got really bad, and I was getting, like, sand and, like, fucking leaves and shit flying into my window, hit me in the face. I'm like, all right, we're going to comms because this is getting shitty.
Yeah, it was quite the storm, man.
It was fun.
Really, we always say storm chase, and we go drive somewhere, right? Really, my field's, like, the best spot to watch a storm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If we would have been, oh, man, if we would have been 45 minutes earlier the one time by my house, we could have actually seen the tornado hit and touched down. We were so close.
That would have been sick.
It had touched down and went through our field probably 45 minutes before we decided to leave and go looking.
Yeah, it would have been sick.
It was a bummer. Now nothing's happening. Now we had like a couple days of like 90 degree weather, and then now we're back to like 45, 50 degree weather. Like
yesterday,
what the fuck
was yesterday? Yesterday was cold, man.
Yeah,
cold
today
and rainy.
Was cold. I mean, today like, warmed up, but it was still cold this morning.
I'd say, yeah. Oh yeah, this morning was cold.
I'd say today was. It was chilly. I can't say it was cold, per se.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, when I was wearing my hoodie, I was too warm. But if I took it off, I was too cold. And then if I wore it and worked, I was really hot. But if I took it off and worked, I was just barely comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's fair. That's how Michigan is in general. You have to be ready for everything. I have a rain jacket. I have a sweatshirt. I have an umbrella. All in my truck, just folded up because you never know. You never know what it's going to be.
Yeah.
It's Michigan's got to be one of the most unpredictable states as far as that goes. Like, just the cold to hot weather.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, here you go. Here's 30s and 40s at night. Okay, here you go. It's 90s during the day, back to 30s and 40s at night. Like, crazy. You wake up, there's frost on the ground, and then all of a sudden it's like 75, 80. You're like, what the fuck?
It makes farming turkeys hell.
Yeah, I'm sure the cold. That's like why the cherry business seems to be doing like worse up in Travers, because they keep getting frost later in the springs.
It's just,
and it keeps fucking the crops.
And it's hard to predict what's going to happen, so it's hard to set levels where they need to be.
Right.
So
you don't want to cook the turkeys, but you don't want them to freeze either.
Yeah, they don't really like it when it gets below, like, 50 degrees.
No.
They just lay down and then quit breathing. Eating and drinking.
Yeah, they go into, like, conservation mode.
Yeah. Turkeys are dumb. And then if it gets below, like, I'd say 45, they just start piling on top of each other to stay warm and crushing each other.
Yeah. I have bad experiences with that working at Farm and Home.
Or they get scared. Oh, when they get scared, they do that shit too. Turkeys are so dumb.
Yeah. Chickens, like, they get wet. They start piling on top of each other. It gets nasty quick. You know what? I'm going to change the subject real quick, and I'm going to touch on this for 30 seconds.
Do it.
I have a new favorite upgrade, at least until the next couple days, until maybe my headlights get in. But new favorite upgrade is the Wolf Box, man. That thing is fucking sick.
Yeah. I wish I could run one. Screw all of you.
Yeah. Dude, it's been so nice. I used to have to, like, only use my side mirrors because my back mirror was so full with, like, the gear. Now I don't even have to worry about it. I can record shit that's happening while I'm driving.
And it takes good enough video. You don't have to do that phone mirror thing anymore.
No. Yeah, it's good video. And, you know, it tracked that whole night that we were out storm chasing, and I could just look at them in 1-minute increments and front and back give me video on both, so.
You can upgrade it where it's 3 minutes for record times.
Yeah, I thought about doing that, but it was better, like, easier for me to save the ones, because usually the stuff that I want to record is only, like, 10 seconds out of that 1 minute. So
I think I had yours set to 3 minutes, right, Mark?
That was one when I first got it.
Nah.
Yeah. But yeah, that thing is great. Like, it's my favorite upgrade right now. It saves me so much time. The only thing I don't like about it is that the rear camera, it just makes things look so much closer than they really are.
Yeah.
Like, I went backed up to the fence at work today, and I had like 3.5 feet before I got even close to the fence. So I'm like, oops.
Yeah, it takes some.
It takes some getting used to.
Because your point of view, like right now, if you're to look through a normal mirror, your point of view is where you are in the truck.
Right.
But by using that camera, you're moving it back almost 5 feet.
Yep.
So now you've got to adjust for that 5 feet.
And then, of course, I don't have it on the farthest point out from my truck either. So I do have to make sure, like, I give it like a foot and a half too. So there have been times where I back up and I'm like, I hit the fence with my rear tire. And I'm like, oops, or my spare tire. But yeah, overall though, it's great. I have zero complaints with the Wolfbox so far. Thing's pretty stellar. I guess the only thing that I wish it did was hooked up via Bluetooth instead of Wi-Fi.
Auto dim the brightness when it becomes nighttime. That would be stellar.
That's actually not a bad idea. But Bluetooth would be my biggest thing. If it would just hook up via Bluetooth and I didn't have to like hook it up to Wi-Fi.
I never even did that. I just popped the SD card out, went and put it in my computer. It's so fast doing it that way.
Well, I mean, all I have to do is I'm sitting, like I get home, I sit in the truck, and I just hook onto the Wi-Fi onto it. So, I mean, it's not hard. It's just my CarPlay is like Wi-Fi verse 2, so I have to unhook off of my CarPlay and then hook onto that. So that's like the only downside, but really isn't much of one.
So Kaylin ruined my day today, guys.
Yeah?
I thought that we were leaving for Leatherwood like this coming Thursday.
No.
No, we still have another week.
I know. She's like, yeah, it's a week and 6 days. And I'm like, no, it's like 6 days. And she's like, no, a week and 6 days. And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, because you guys aren't leaving until after Spring Shakedown. And Spring Shakedown is the weekend after this one.
Yeah, 30, 31, and 01.
Are you going to go to that? It's
no.
It's only okay. To say it's only like an hour away.
It's hard for me to get that much time out of work.
Yeah, I get you. I'm going to go to that. I'm really excited for it.
Especially since I don't have a farmhand.
Meeting up with all the buddies that I haven't seen all winter, basically.
I wouldn't mind just taking a weekend to myself, because I think we're going to get at least a weekend to ourselves before Leatherwood, if things go smoothly this weekend.
Yep. So... Oh, you're not even going to come see me that weekend?
I might stop by, but like you I don't feel like working on a vehicle. We don't need to for a week.
Well, I was going to say, Duncan, you guys are going to finish that this weekend, right?
Should, yeah.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
We will have to work on your truck that weekend because I'm ordering my tire carrier this weekend.
Oh. Yeah. Well, it's not going to take us like 3 days.
No, I that weekend, I'm thinking like button up the final touches. I'm not doing major work 100%. That weekend.
No.
I was going to say, take a trail, make sure everything doesn't rattle, make sure everything's set. And
we'll
take that. He goes, eh.
We'll take that weekend to get the trailer packed and ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the trailer, we're bringing that to Riggs and Coffee, right?
I mean, we could.
As long as we remember
on that too, cause
as long as we remember to grab my light fighter, because Brian's going to use it.
Okay.
So we just got to remember to grab that.
Derek, If you see Derek and he has a tent, can you take it back for me?
Derek has your tent?
No. Well, so I was offered a tent like last year and I was like, yeah, sure. You know, he was pretty much just giving it to me. Not Derek, but Sequoia.
Joe?
Joe,
yeah, Joe. He had an extra one, and I was like, yeah, sure, you know. But we haven't seen each other pretty much since then.
I haven't seen Joe, like,
yeah,
in a while.
Since his birthday.
I have no idea. Yeah, I have no idea if he's still getting it to me, but just in case, if Derek has it, because he might have passed it to Derek. If he so happens to have it and he mentions it, just one of you guys grab it for me.
Which one is it?
It's a bigger one. I don't remember. I know it's a bigger one.
I don't think Joe's been to Riggs and Coffee yet.
I don't think so. But, man, I'm bummed I'm missing this one out.
But oh, yeah, because you got to work. Fine.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out a way to get Sunday off, but it's not going to happen. But we do close early on Memorial Day, so Monday. So that's nice. That's a 10 to 4 day. So nice, easy half day, basically.
Yeah, we got a... I don't think that the rear end of Duncan's truck will take us that long, so we should be able to knock that out in like a day. And then after that, you just got to do that front drive or front diff, which shouldn't be too hard. Just undo what we did last weekend and then pull it apart and go from there.
We got to take apart the whole front end?
No, we just have to take the upper ball joint off. Remember how I dropped him down to get the CV axle out?
Yeah.
We have to do that because we have to pull the CV axles.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it.
So, okay, not as bad, but still a little annoying.
It is, but
yeah,
his rear axle is 529s, so he's got to swap the front axle so they match. Yeah.
Okay, I see what you're getting at.
Sounds like fun.
No.
I might stop over. No, I won't. I was going to say, I need to change my diff fluid out, but...
Oh, hey, we need to do that
probably
too.
But I was like, we probably should do ours too.
Probably should do our transfer cases.
What are you doing Wednesday?
Wednesday?
Long overdue.
Yeah. I don't know. This next week...
It's the only other day off I have.
This next week, I'm going to be pretty freaking busy just getting ready to leave.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what... So Wednesday, I'm going to have all our stuff packed and ready because Thursday night after I get home from work, I'm fucking leaving. I'm done. I need to get out and camp.
I think,
I'm over it.
I think the Thursday of Leatherwood, I want to try and leave at like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. That way we miss as much traffic as possible on the way down.
Oh, dude, it's so much better when you leave early in the morning like that.
Is Duncan down for that?
I'll call him when we get done recording.
Okay.
I tried calling him earlier.
It just works so much better. What else? What else do we have? We have Leatherwood coming up. We have the Spring Shakedown. I'm going to that. We don't have anything else for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, we got July. We're doing our buddy's bachelor party in Drummond Island. That.
Yeah. But I think in June I have, I think they have like a trip that I'm going to go on in June, but.
Yeah, we're pretty much taking, I mean, not that we're taking a break from MST, but we're not doing as many MST trips because we're getting ready for Moab next year.
Yeah. We gotta save up money to upgrade to 35, so.
We got to do the 30 and then save up money for the trip.
That too.
Yeah. Spring Kids Camping. The next. Spring Shakedown and then Spring Kids Camping June 20th. So I'll be going to that too.
Isn't there a Fall Kids Camping?
Yeah, that's late. Let's see. I have it pulled up. I'm gonna try to do the Labor Day in Paradise too, because I really liked that last year. Yeah, Fall I'm Kids Camping is September 12th.
I'm trying to decide if I want to do Labor Day weekend or not. I've been kind of
that was beautiful. That was gorgeous. If it's anything like that again, that hands down, I'm doing it again.
Because I'll probably have 4 days that weekend. I just don't know if money-wise, if it's wise to do it, because I'm trying to save up for stuff.
And we're going to do Botches Yearly in September.
Yeah, we got that too.
That'll just be a four-day. Where are we going? A Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I hate to say we're going to the same place, but I wouldn't mind going back to Cadillac area.
I wouldn't mind it either.
Cadillac area is great, and after spending a lot of the fall in the Cadillac area, there are so many other like really cool camping spots that we could go to. There was a little water crossing. It's nothing crazy, but it was fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so much there. There's so many trails.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
We could spend all fucking day on them. I like doing that all day.
I'm thinking we do that in just do Cadillac area for that trip.
Yeah.
Even if we made that like our kind of standard Botches Yearly trip location is Cadillac.
I wouldn't mind that.
If that place in Fife Lake is open where I used to camp at, I'll see if we could do that because it's easy to get to, but it's far enough out of the way. It is beautiful. It's right on the river.
I know 2026, our Botches Yearly is Moab.
Yeah.
Because that'll eat up funds pretty fucking fast.
Yeah.
And then 2028, our Botches Yearly is Rubicon.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you guys luck.
You're not even going to do Rubicon with us? I can't do either. I know you have some weird hatred for deserts, but why wouldn't you want to do Rubicon?
I think Moab's just not my... It's just not going to be my cup of tea. And
I don't see why it wouldn't be. Overland?
You're telling me that for Rubicon we need to build my truck out. So does Gavin need to build it out for Rubicon?
I mean, yeah, he should.
Well, if we do Moab, I'm assuming you're going to want me to build out for that too. And
no, you don't have to.
You don't have to do Moab.
You can just do the overland thing instead of the wheeling thing. It's all one thing. Just we will choose to do the obstacles.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. If my job situation changes, that might change. I think the biggest obstacle for me is money.
Yeah. Same.
2027 is going to be like the year where shit starts picking up. I'll be down a car payment. Sienna's going to pick up a 4Runner. So she's going to get rid of that lease on the Honda. She's going to pick up a 4Runner. We'll be down to one payment. So we'll be back to kind of where we were budget wise, before she got her car wreck.
Yeah.
And that was when we could take bigger vacations. We could save up thousands of dollars. Right now, we can't do that. Not with a kid, not with daycare, not with our car payments and what we're currently making.
We would definitely be doing Moab would cost us each like a grand.
Yeah.
We'd be doing it as cheap as possible.
I got a grand. That's so cheap.
Meal prep.
Yeah, because we'd have all our food would be already set. We wouldn't be buying anything. It would just be cost of gas.
Yep.
God, when I did when we did the UP, it was like a ton of money in just gas. I think it was like $500 in just gas around there.
It's just
driving everywhere.
How many miles is it from here to Moab? Because we can kind of do the math here a little bit. All right, so it's 1,500 miles. I get about 18 to the gallon. So that would be... I did that math wrong. I'm not good at math, guys.
It's like that's 83 tanks of gas.
Okay, trip distance, 1,500 miles. I found a calculator. You get 18.
Yeah, 1,500 divided by 18 is 83. That's 83 full tanks.
Yep, 83 gallons of gas. It's 83 gallons of gas, not 83 tanks.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Sorry.
So
83 tanks would be crazy, but
just fuel down will be like $333. If fuel is $4 all the way down, which it won't be. That's like a worst case scenario where it's $4 a gallon from here to there. It's $333.
Huh.
So then that'd be that coming back. So that's roughly $600 in fuel. And then the other $400 would just be whatever we do while we're there. But we'd, like I said, we'd have everything. We were going to bring all the food. Maybe we'd have to get water, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not as bad as I thought, but I wouldn't feel comfortable doing that without like $3,000. For like anything that could go wrong.
Yeah.
Like I just
that's
comfortably
that's,
for that far away.
That's where we're going as a group for a reason. Because then we can feed off each other.
Like, yeah, I understand.
Your ball joint fails, we can all pitch in to help you fix it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I get that. And that is the only way that I would do that. Like I would not go alone with what I make right now.
Yeah, no.
But like I mean, I would really like to go and do, like, Montana area.
Yeah.
Like, I'd like to do, like, parts of Canada.
But that's...
Washington, Oregon, Idaho.
I mean, that was kind of the reason we started Botches in the first place, was being able to do bigger trips like that without having to foot the entire bill.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's great. And I also would like to do, I'd like us to plan out Hocking Hills. I don't know if you guys have looked that up a little bit. Hocking Hills isn't all that far away. It's in Ohio. And there are some fucking gorgeous views, water crossings. It looks like some decent wheeling, really, too. And I feel like we could do that for pretty cheap as far as things go, you know.
Yeah, that looks pretty fun. I'd be down.
It's gorgeous. It's only 6 hours to get there, 400 miles.
Man, there's some really cool, like, off-roading out there, too. Like, actual hill climbs.
Yeah, yeah. They have, like, actual deep water crossings, waterfalls on the along trails, like...
These trucks that I'm looking at doing hard stuff are definitely RC trucks.
That's...
All right, I gotta look.
Yeah, I was watching a couple guys overlanding and doing the Hocking Hills area, and it's just like, holy fuck, that's gorgeous.
Yeah, it looks cool. I'd be down to try that.
And that's not, like, that's not crazy expensive. It's, the views are fucking gorgeous.
I mean, it's no top of the world, but.
No, I really like the waterfall cliffs area like that. The dark green forest, the waterfalls, the rocky cliffs.
I'm gorgeous. Really hoping that when we go to Moab next year, I'm not as scared as I was last time I was there. Like, I would not go out on the cliff, but I want to this time. But dude, it's scary.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you, I don't even know how tall that point is. It's a 7,000 foot drop. Oh, 3,000 foot drop. Like, that shit's scary, dude.
Mm-hmm.
But God,
I wonder
just...
if there's already a. Sorry, I was just checking to see if there's an overland, like an actual trail for Hocking Hills.
Oh, on like Onyx
like
or something.
Through all of it. Yeah, well, that or just somewhere. But I'll have to look at it. It'll be something I could look at tonight. But We're at that 1 hour mark, boys.
We are. I was going to say, it's about time to call it. So,
well, it looks like I got some research to do. I'll do some research into Hocking Hills because, like I said, that could be a weekend. Yeah, I'd say a 4 day. 4 day would be nice. 4 day trip. It's not super far. It's not super expensive.
And listeners, don't forget that the next next two weeks will just be one episode.
Yeah.
When we get back from Leatherwood, that might be three
weeks. We'll have plenty. I was going to say, we'll have plenty to update you on that.
Yeah.
Because we'll have Spring Shakedown done too. So,
well, Spring Shakedown will get done before we go to Leatherwood.
That's true.
Ooh, no. That week we're going to want to record on a Tuesday.
Yeah, I'll say, unless we record on a Tuesday or we just skip it.
No, we're not skipping it. We ain't missing a week.
Yeah.
Okay.
No week missing. We've already slimmed it down enough.
If we miss a week, then that means that we're slipping in general, and we may as well quit doing it. So no missing a week.
All right.
Unless someone's dead, we're not missing a week. And if someone is dead, there's at least going to be an announcement that they're dead.
True.
No, we'll do a whole episode on it.
And then
we'll make it work.
The vehicle.
We'll have sound bites of them, and we'll like chop it up so it sounds like they're talking to you.
If I die, you guys have to keep my vehicle. There's no selling it.
No, you have
to keep it, build it, and travel it.
I would totally park it by my shed and let it rot. I mean, I would totally build it.
I would be so mad. I would haunt you from the grave. I would want Barry to see everything he deserves to see.
And I'd have your ashes in the center console just going everywhere with me.
Right before the frame rusts out in 2038, whatever that ends up being, right then, that's when you're allowed to put my ashes in the fucking engine. And
just
run it till
it.
She blows.
Dude, I would swap
just
the frame.
Send that shit.
He thinks that I can't keep a vehicle past 2038.
I don't think you'll keep this 4Runner past 2027.
You think I'll get rid of my 4Runner by 2027?
Yeah.
Even though
You've gotten pretty close already. Come back from RubiconCon, and I'm done.
Even though I'm buying another one that's supercharged and 5-speed and doing a bunch of work to it.
Well, okay, that counts though if you switch off to a different one.
It's going
to
be the same.
If you switch
truck,
to a different 4Runner,
I'm just swapping engine and trans.
As long as the VIN matches.
I mean, that will probably be that way for a long time. No lie.
Hey, if you keep it, perfect.
Even if I swap
the
VIN plate.
The time that I've known you, I feel like you've almost sold that a couple times. Almost. Not quite. It's been talked about, though.
So I can honestly say this is the only vehicle I've had for more than a year that I didn't honestly think about selling. I've joked about it or been pissed at it, but I've never even put it in effort to look at selling it.
At this point, I'm far past selling mine. Like, it's mine now.
And I'm,
like,
I'm what, 3 years
I've made it my
it?
Own.
Have I had my truck 3 years or 2 years?
2 years.
2 years?
Two and a half. I'm at 2 years.
No,
two and
three.
And a half, yeah.
Two.
Two?
Two.
Oh.
You just started two.
Well, not just
or
started.
You started three.
I think it's been three.
No, it's only been two.
Well, listen, dude.
You got the truck in 2023.
I thought I got it in 2022.
No.
Oh. Well.
Because 2023 is when we actually started off-roading, and that's when I got the itch. And then we formed our group in 2023.
Oh, yeah, good point. The group was formed in 23. So I would have bought it April of 23. Damn, I thought I had it three years. That being said, I have, actually driving-wise, I've owned the 4Runner longer than any other vehicle in my life. Now, the 442 I have owned longer, but I haven't driven it in 2 years.
Yeah. My Subi is still the biggest. I had that for like 5 years, and that thing was great. It still ran when I sold it. I was just not going to put the money into fixing the frame. It just wasn't worth it.
Yeah, I don't. I don't see the 4Runner going anywhere anytime soon. And if it does, it's going to be replaced by another third gen because I don't want to have to rebuy all my shit.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. All right. Well, you heard him here first. Keep him to his word.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys on the next one.
Yep. Catch you later.
Yep.
Later.
I hope you didn't get, think you were getting out of here without listening to some value for value music. We got Rising Free by Joe Martin, Man Likes Quirks Guitar, and Richard. It's a great song, great piece. A little heavy on the Bitcoin, but you know, value for value music, it's going to be there. But it's catchy, it's fun listen, so hope you all enjoy it.
I try to wake up, try to unplug, but I gotta choose a pill. I can't stop, I won't stop, meditate till I hear a pin drop. Build something to last forever. A wise man once told me it's impossible for anyone to own me. With my amp up and Satoshis, and now I'm rising.
Yo.
Free.
P to P, V for V. I start making sense out my Satoshis. Slave to the system and then I break free. When my fear of money becomes BTC. My money's orange now, used to be green. And Twitter is my ex now, got a new team. Purple is my new who, Pleb Chain is my new crew. Get my intel from my boy QW. This my freedom chant, no I don't trust banks. Anytime I walk in feels like quicksand. Yeah, I got a better plan, uncuff my hands. Got 24 words and my piece of land. And my peace of mind, and my piece of freedom. Piece of time and the peace of Eden. No, I'm not dreaming, wide awake. I got a piece of freedom that they can't take.
Now I'm rising free. Life is coming at me. If I blink, it's gonna pass me. Make the most of every day. Future moves faster than the past, so hear me when I say, yeah. I can't stop, I won't stop, meditate till I hear a pin drop. Build something to last forever. A wise man once told me it's impossible for anyone to own me. With my ever as a douche.
And shine, plebs, this is our time. Rise free from the bonds and the shackles that they made for us. Rise free from the path that they forged and paved for us. Rise free from the deep depths and the pit that they set for us. Rise free every day until we are breathless. I'm rising free with these 24 little words. I'm rising free from slavery. No longer I serve the system created to keep a man down. I'm rising free till the day they carry me on my shield and bury me in the ground. I'm rising free. I'm rising free from the lies they told us. I'm rising free from the lies they showed us. I'm rising free from what once controlled us. I'm rising free, no one can hold us. I'm a free man. Are you?